Good morning,
good
Margaret.
Morning.
Glass. Love the weather forecast and our first Monday in May.
And May's going to be a very busy month. And we already saw that on the weekend. How about if you start the weekend with a prize fight Kentucky Derby, NBA playoffs, yeah, hockey playoffs, that's just everything. The wonderful confluence, the match play championship, all going on this weekend. But it kicked things off, Joe, on the local beat as Conference Indiana got together on Friday night, the coolest night of the weekend.
Yeah.
And we had champions on each side of town.
Well, a number of 2015 Conference Indiana champions to talk about, highlighting week number 5, Justin Helmer's North Girls, Larry Williams South Fellas, the team champions, ladies first, of course, with freshman Grace Williams winning the 3200 and running a leg on that winning 2-mile relay unit for Bloomington North, competing in her first Conference Indiana championship meet. Teammates junior Jayla Campbell and junior Gracie Heap, another freshman, Elena Walls, all won individual events. Walls the discus, Heap was home first in the 300 hurdles with a PR of 46.16, and Campbell won the 400 and joined Williams on that 2-mile relay champion. Senior Deacon Voles is showing Larry Williams his versatility as the defending state pole vault champion, won the high jump at 6'5", competing in that event for a first time this spring. Oh, by the way, he vaulted 17.6, a new Conference Indiana mark and a new school record to date, leading the South Panthers to the top in front of Columbus North out at the Seabolt Oval. Will Hopkins won the discus for the Panthers, 158.9. The North Cougs finished third, lacking the depth points to defend its title, but boy, they had a lot of winners. Seniors Delvon Wilson swept the sprints. Delvon also anchored the winning mile relay team to a new school record of 321.3. The old standard of 321.8 was set 11 years ago. Griffin Tinchner swept the mile and 2 mile, and Justin Helmer's 3,200 mile relay team also nailed down a title in 801.3. The South girls of Tom Stokes wound up second to the Cougars. Junior Megan Grabowski lowered her time in the 100 as she swept things in the 100 and 200 meters, 12.05, and a new PR in the 200 at 25.6. Senior Emily Maroney was third in both of those races, and those two helped power the Panther 400 relay to a win in 49.4. Freshman Addie Kao and junior Sydney Bamba also on that unit. Elsewhere, spotlight shining on Dustin Carver's 10th-ranked South golfers. The Panthers won the BNL invite down at Otis Park. Team medalist was sophomore Joe Weiler, a 75, for second place on the leaderboard. He led the Southsiders. North senior Ian Bailey, a 76, good for T3 on the board. Cougars will take out the clubs and head over to Harrison Lake later today to take on Columbus North. Jonas Carmichael, a senior, led Edgewood with an 81 at that BNL invite. Senior Denise Askew won 3 more matches as she, surrendered only 1 game in winning in straight sets at 1 singles to extend her streak out to 33 in a row, dating back to last spring's run to the state championship. The South girls finished second in the Delta Invitational. Earlier in the week, North beat the 15th-ranked Panthers 4-1, completing a perfect 3-0 Conference Indiana week. A number of three-setters and tie-breaks in that one against South. Bar Mills Cougs win it as junior Anna McCoy and sophomore Carolina Lopez won at 2 and 3 singles, both of them tiebreakers. North will swing into action later tonight, taking on Edgewood at 5 o'clock. Emily Kranz, North softball Cougars, went and beat South 3-0 in the Battle of the Bypass at Andy Moore Field last week. His first win over South in 6 years, ending a 7-game losing streak to the Panthers. Sophomore Kinsey Ridge had a 3-hitter in that one. North starts the week 9-6. South is 3-9. They play tonight at 5:30 over at Linton. And Mick Hammett's Edgewood and Lady Mustangs, 14-1, after another solid week, still unbeaten in the WIC. On the hardball diamond, Phil Klusner's South Panthers are 7-7. One of last week's wins was a 10-0 whitewash of North out at the Bard in the boys' Battle of the Bypass. Senior Chase Stabb had 3 hits, 3 runs scored in that one, and senior Cole McNeely knocked in 3. North starts its week 5-7. Edgewood is 8-4. They're 2-0 in the WIC. trick. Ryan Purcell, 3-for-4, 3 RBI, and a blowout win of Sullivan. Ryan is just ripping the cover off the ball. Had a big, big power week for Bob Jones's crew. Hoosier baseball sweep at Maryland. That's highlighting our Hoosier capsule a little bit later. The Reds have the night off, but the night is on for Dave and Glass in the zone. Your phone calls to kick off this week of May at 6 o'clock.
Busy week in the National League Central, Joe, as the Cardinals maintain the best record in baseball. They needed three last at-bats, all in extra innings, to defeat the Pirates. That's the Reds' next opponent, so hopefully the Pirates a little lacking in confidence as they head back to Three Rivers. The Cubbies are in second place, but it's the Cardinals with the best record in baseball. Brewers firing Ron Renicki last night after they beat the Cubs, interestingly enough. They're 8-17 to get things started, so plenty of action going on with all of that.
Gotta give a shout-out to the way the Houston Astros are playing at 18-7 with a 7-game lead in the AL West.
Yeah,
10 in a row.
It's unbelievable, and a team that lost 92 games last year, that's why it's unbelievable. It's not unbelievable that they are playing well. It's a new season. Anybody can do that, but they were so bad last year.
Yeah.
Joe, we got racing coming up this Saturday at Indianapolis.
Grand Prix.
Can you believe it? 3:30 right here on WGCL as we get the right and left turns going on at Indy in the month of May. Track open yesterday. There's Juan Pablo Montoya going 226 and change. Elio right behind him. The greatest spectacle in race. The 99th edition, Joe? My goodness.
I got to look that up.
I think it is.
Is it 99 or 100? I don't know.
Well, 100 would be all over the place. 99 is going to be a big guess.
Yeah. I always get that mixed up with the boys' state basketball tournament because we just went over 100 a couple years ago. So I get that mixed up with the 500. I think you're right, 99th version.
And there was a few years there wasn't a race
because it's a World War,
so don't go back to when it started because that was
Ray Haroon in 11.
And so that is a little bit different.
1911.
So that's a lot of that going on, but we'll have race day coverage for you. The 24th, 11 a.m., pomp and circumstance leading up to green flag racing at noon.
Yeah.
So plenty of Reds on the radio this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And don't forget Mother's Day coming up on this Sunday. We'll talk horse racing, Rory McIlroy, and the Hoosiers sweep of Maryland coming up at 8:45. How does that sound?
That sounds great, especially the Hoosiers.
And quickly, we talked one kind of racing. Your boys were at the Super Speedway down there in Talladega.
Yeah, the good old boys. Little Lee wins it. First time he's won at that track in, 15?
2004.
Yeah, 11 years,
Long time, and his sixth win
beat
on
Jimmy
Talladega.
Jimmy Johnson,
And a teammate pushing him through. I'll never understand that restrictor plate racing. You can explain it to me one night over a couple cold ones. Okay?
Yeah, that'd be the only time I'd be able to do it. And that would be after a couple of cold ones.
There you go. There you go. All right, great stuff as always, Smitty. We appreciate your time. We'll get caught up at 8:45.
Sounds great. I'll be here.
Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys and gals.
Good morning.
Hello, Margaret.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great.
Did you enjoy the Derby?
Not as much as I did the Oaks.
Okay. All right. You won on one and didn't on the other, I'm guessing.
There you go. It's not a hard one.
That's short and sweet.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's connect the dots. Even that's for Maria. Maria can connect the dots, Joe.
Lovely Maria.
And she was quite lovely in her win at the Oaks on Friday afternoon. And we'll talk a little horse racing here in a minute as the Derby shook out. Geez, almost according to Hoyle, which is kind of frightening in a race with 18 horses, but it did. But we're here to talk about the Hoosiers. And, Joe, we weren't sure how this team would react, the baseball Hoosiers, heading on the road to a ranked opponent, knowing their season was in the balance, and we got a really good sign to see, at least this weekend, of what this team is made of, because they're going to fight to see another day.
Well, Chris Lemonis's baseball Hoosiers picked a great time to sweep its third series of the year as they grabbed the brooms out in the dugout after Sunday's 6-2 win in Maryland, lifting Indiana to 7th in the Big Ten. Hoosiers scored 5 in the third, really, to put it away, two of them coming on Austin Cangelosi's two-bagger. The Hoosiers retired the Terps in order 5 times yesterday and limited the host to just 6 total base runners. Caleb Berger worked 5 innings, gave up an earned run, 3 hits, 4 strikeouts to get the win. On the weekend, the Hoosiers had 30 hits. They scored 25 runs, outscored the Turtles 25-9, and 8 pitchers clocked an ERA of 1.8 or less over the 3-day sweep. By the way, Indiana's 10-3 now against ranked opponents this season, winning the last 4. Maryland started the weekend at number 20. Table setter Casey Rodrigue hit 500 in the series sweep. He had six hits, five runs, and five RBI. Hoosiers will be off until Friday night. They'll welcome in a team that's on the outside looking in. Long Beach State coming in for three into the BART Friday at 6:05. I say on the outside looking in as far as the NCAA postseason is concerned for LB State. And the Hoosiers, this will be good on its resume. Ohio State looms as the final regular season threesome coming up with the Buckeyes. That'll be in 2 weeks out at the BART. Meanwhile, out at Hayes Track, Hoosier men and women dominated the 37th annual Billy Hayes Invite, winning 11 events, highlighted by a new school record in the women's hammer throw by Nikkel McClinton, 199-6. The Hoosiers welcomed back several alumni from the 1970 Big Ten championship team on Saturday, celebrating the 45th anniversary of that group, and the high-soaring Canadian IU alum and the former bronze medalist Derek Drum. He won the high jump 7 feet five. The Big Ten championships, by the way, for Ron Helmer's men and women coming up May 15th at Michigan State. Well, three former Kevin Wilson Hoosiers, Shane Wynn, Bobby Richardson, and Colin Grerick, went undrafted, but they inked free agent deals over the weekend with Atlanta, New Orleans, and Pittsburgh, respectively. Shane joining the drafted All-American Tevin Coleman, who went as the 73rd overall pick selected Friday night in Chicago at the NFL draft. He went in the third round by the Atlanta Falcons. Michelle Gardner's softball Hoosiers track back over to Ohio State Thursday night as the 11th seed in the upcoming Big Ten postseason tournament, drawing the six-seeded Buckeyes, who swept them in three this past weekend, beating 6-3 Indiana Sunday over in Columbus. Junior Kelsey Dotson, though, clubbed her 14th home run of the year, second all-time now for a single season, and freshman Rochelle O'Malley also a homer. Indiana, Ohio State, Thursday, 5:30 on the Big Ten Network. By the way, coming up, all Big Ten tennis standout Katie Klizak, who closed out a fantastic senior career, a senior career that was dotted with plenty of wins, singles, and doubles, will be joined by Hoosier women's coach Lynn Loring, part of Sports Talk tomorrow night, and also Dustin Carver joins us, Bloomington South boys golf coach, as they are among the top 10 teams in the state, coming off a big invite win down at B&L at Otis Park over the weekend, and a big tournament coming up at Prairie View this weekend, the state tournament preview for the Panthers. We'll talk a little golf with Dustin Carver as well on Tuesday night. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls at 6. Reds have the night off, back on the airwaves tomorrow night.
All right, Smitty, good job. Tevin Coleman going third round to the Falcons. We'll talk about that tonight in the Zone. We'll also talk about the Colts draft as they loaded up on defense, and especially in the secondary, as well as the line after their first pick. They took the burner from the University of Miami.
Wide receiver.
Yeah, can really get after it. So, again, Colts decided, and we thought that last week, Ryan Grigson made no bones about it.
He was going best.
BPA, baby, best player available. The best horse available won the 141st edition of the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. Creepy, the race went according to Hoyle, almost
I thought I was just crazy because I thought that.
Did it went according to Hoyle?
The guys that forecasted the race thought that American Pharoah would be right near the lead and make his move at the final pole and win, and boy, Joe, that's what he did.
Yeah, no question. Firing line ran well as a long shot. Gary Stevens on board had the lead until American Pharoah overcame him at the top of the stretch. Of course, that's a long mile and
I could have used 50 more yards with Frosted, Joe. He came closing.
Frosted was coming. Yeah.
But again, when the race went according to Hoyle, the early speed got wiped out. I had a closer. Well, I didn't have anything to close because the early speed didn't help bring the pace out.
A lot of compromising, as is the case usually in the run for the roses with 20 horse field. Carpe Diem had the inside post, broke well enough, but soon after they crossed the finish line for the first time heading into the first turn, he was among one of seven being squeezed right in the middle.
Yep.
And, and gave up the ghost after running about 7 furlongs on Saturday.
No point to
seventh overall.
Exactly
so.
Right. No point to run a 3-year-old into the ground.
No.
There's other things to do.
Oh yeah.
Out there and get after it.
Lovely Maria though.
Absolutely.
That was a no doubter Friday. And the big thing is, you know, horse racing coming back for those two big days down at Louisville. They had record crowds.
170,000 at the Derby.
That was for the Derby.
Goodness, and 123 for the Oaks.
Yep.
Woo!
Yep, there you go. Of course, the weather had a lot to do with that, but
perfect.
Still the numbers poured out in record fashion for both the Oaks and the Derby. The Preakness, the second leg of the Triple Crown, coming up a couple of weeks, week after this weekend, Pimlico in Baltimore, Maryland.
Joe, light a candle for Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn. They have mutually parted.
Well, they cherished their time together, though, Glass.
They did.
Remember that.
They did. And who knows, Joe, sometimes absence makes the heart grow fonder. We'll see if these two starlets can get together down the road there.
Now that he's free and easy now, we'll see how he plays in the Players coming up this weekend.
Rory McIlroy, age 26 today. He joined Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods, the only three players to win 10 times before their 26th birthday. McIlroy wins his second World Golf Championship, his second one in three World Golf Championship events. I think the last six, last four majors and last six World Golf Championships and majors combined, four wins, a ninth, and a fourth.
Yeah.
Well, that's not too bad. You know, that kid's got a bright future, Joe.
Well, you know, that's kind of form sheet, too, just like American Farrell.
Yep. All right, Smitty, good job.
All right, my friend.
We'll see you tomorrow night at Yogi's.
We'll be there. Have a great week, Margaret.
You too, Joe.
Go vote. Everybody vote.
That's right. Joe Smith joins us every Monday morning, 7:45 and 8:45.